2-1.
No. What about Jose? What about Jose?
People thought he was crazy.
Average home.
Like wow. Madeline.
What?
Hungry.
I don't think they had a courtyard.
They'd be hooping.
I don't think they had a courtyard.
Eat some nice bread.
I'm fulfilling it.
Yeah. I did this.
Exactly. He was just a chill guy.
Like, you going to throw hands? Or like, are we just going to let the Romans be still just telling us what to do?
In the Bible, there's always these people that are just like us.
Don't be thinking, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve it. God meets you where you are.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, when we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. I'm Jose.
My name is Marlon.
Wait! My name is Fernanda, and
I'm Julia.
Yeah. All right. I got a simple question for y'all. Is the unexpected always bad?
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What do you think? No. There you go.
What?
2-1.
No. What about Jose?
Yeah, Jose, what do you think? Yes or no?
No. It can surprise you.
Okay. Jose said why? Because sometimes whenever you're in the line for your drink, somebody writes a cute little note and it makes your day better. And that was unexpected and it was good. There
That's
you go.
But then
you get to the car and you spill the drink.
Bruh.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, that was dang.
Yeah.
And then the person, they pay for your drink, and then you're like, oh, thank you. And you know how you're like supposed to pass it on? Then it's unexpected because the barista.
55 fries, 55 seconds, 55 burgers, 55.
Then you don't pass it on, and they're like.
But the expected was there.
Right. So essentially, there's a chance that it could benefit you. It could like help you. No, it's not always bad, Marlon.
Yeah.
Well, in the Bible, there's a little thing that was very unexpected to this one person, but it ended up being better than what it could have been.
Tell us.
I am going to ask Julia to read this Bible verse for us.
Yay, Julia.
This is Matthew 11, 2 through 6. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And Jesus answered them, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me.
Mm. All right.
It's good.
So what's going on right now? A little recap. John the Baptist. He is one of the big names in that time. He's like a man that's like baptizing people, sharing the gospel and everything. They'll be out in the wild.
No, people thought he was crazy.
Yeah, he was out in the wild.
He was dressed in skins and everything. Yeah. He would eat like wild honey. People thought he was crazy.
Average home.
Like well, Madeline.
What?
Yeah. Well, what? That crazy dude is in jail because Herod put him in there. At all this. But yeah. And then he's out here in jail. I don't know what they'd be doing in there. But
what you mean by that?
Yeah, like what? They're in jail. They're suffering.
Yeah, but maybe what do they do? Who knows?
They're just probably hungry. I don't think they had a courtyard.
They'd be hooping.
I don't think they had a courtyard.
Eat some nice bread.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. But anyways, he's like out there hearing these stories about this one man called Jesus who is over here healing people and things. It's like, what? So he sends his disciples, who are just people that follow him and just like to listen to him talk and yap. And he goes, go ask him. And then they go ask him, and they go, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? He's like, yeah, are you the guy, or we gotta look for another dude, right? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then Jesus answers, yes, because he doesn't just say yes. That man likes to give a story, and it's good. because this is a very important story.
Tell us.
All right. So what happened is, for some reason, he goes, you tell him this. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them. If you're a guy that you go ask a question because somebody else told you and they tell you that, you're like, you're going to go, yes, no, like, so, like, what? And you're like, huh? But what's very important about this is way back in the Isaiah times, the prophet Isaiah, there was prophecies that were made in there. Especially in Isaiah 35, verses 5 to 6, and Isaiah 61, verse 1. And it's what Jesus said. It's the blind receive their sight, the lame walk. And Isaiah, they're saying, this will happen. And then over here, Jesus is like, this happened. I did this. These actions that I did, it's happening.
So if 1 + 1 = 2,
then I am the guy you're looking for. Like, that's me.
4 + 4, he ate.
Yeah. But exactly. But then he also said, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me. And when I read this as the first time, I was like,
what you mean?
I'm not offended by you. Like, what do you mean? I'm actually quite happy with
quite
you.
Quite fond of you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, so I look into it. I was like, why did he say this? But in other words that are more simple for us to understand,
Jesus had up.
He was like, no. He said, don't stumble over me just because I don't meet your expectations. I don't know if y'all feel the same way, but sometimes we try to make God fit into this little box that we made. And like, oh yeah, he has to do this and this and this. And that's what God should be.
That's why I believe in him, because he should do this, this, and this for me.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Conditional.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's not the thing. We should not be doing that.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about the people that were, like, back then, like, just looking at them and teaching, and they just had a chill guy, like, preaching humility and healing people.
Exactly. They're looking for a Messiah with judgment and power.
Yeah.
They have this example in the book of Judges. What's this? Right?
Judges? Yeah.
Okay. They have this story about how their people is just comes like conquered by somebody else, and then out of nowhere this one person that's super strong leads them, and they fight, and then they get out of there. And then they fall again into their sin, and then another person takes over them, conquers them. Another person comes up full, they start a war, they start fighting, they're free again.
And again.
So they have this that they're taught whenever they're little as kids, and they grow up like hearing it, and then they grow up in the synagogues listening to it.
And they believe that one day.
Exactly. So except one day, this one dude is going to come in, and boy, he's going to set things straight, and everything's going to change for the best for the Jews.
Forever.
And exactly. But yeah, exactly. You have this people, just regular people like them, that come up and do all that. So they're expecting the Messiah to be way higher, way more powerful.
Because they're like, these are just normal people, and they keep falling. The freedom is not lasting, but the Messiah's, that will last. That freedom is going to last.
Exactly. Yeah. So John the Baptist is in jail thinking, the Messiah should be someone very strong, a king with like a big army and everything. But then he gets a Messiah with the ministry who is humble, healing, and teaching.
Yeah. Which is so funny because John the Baptist already knew Jesus. They're cousins. He is only 6 months older than him. And he was already preaching who Jesus was.
No.
He baptized them.
He literally. And he was saying, like, he was already excited about him. Something happens. Now he's in jail. Now he's doubting.
Because he was going to town to town. He was preaching. He was healing. But he wasn't fighting. He was just a chill guy.
You going to throw hands, or like, are we just going to let the Romans be still just telling us what to do every single time?
Yeah, like John is like, okay, so I prepped the road for mm-hmm, you. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with it? You haven't done anything with it. So are you actually who you say or who I thought? Hands. Exactly. John wasn't being impatient, if we're being honest. I mean, he was in prison. Yeah. He was not happy. And he was like, why am I still here? You're the Messiah, right?
I should be doubting.
Exactly.
Mm. And isn't that what we do, too,
yep,
all the time? I like that God, exactly. But in the Bible, there's always these people that are just like us. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we question God,
yeah,
too.
Like exactly. Like, we should not think less of them because they were doubting, because we sure do now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that still don't know whether or not they should believe in God.
Yeah.
So this is current.
Yeah. This is why I'm saying the unexpectedness, like the unexpected. You like, you don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know what's gonna be best. Mm. In this moment, what would have been best? A Messiah with a big old army that just defeats the Romans and that's it? Or somebody that comes to teach you, gives you eternal life, gives you the time to be with God in the future, like for the rest of your life. It's what is the best thing, you know? People are expecting a change right now.
Yeah. They wanted a king.
Exactly. They wanted somebody right now in this moment in this life. But Jesus over here thinking, now I'm thinking about eternity with y'all. Mm-hmm. Not right now. Not just a few years that we're going to be alive. And then you're just dead and that's it. No. He's like, from here and then and coming more years and more for eternity.
No.
So yeah, you just got the unexpected is just crazy, really.
And you know what's funny? If when we continue reading Matthew, we're going to see the unexpected, that Savior at the end was killed on a cross. That's the most unexpected thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he came.
You spoiled it.
Spoiled.
He came for freedom. It's just a different type of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He
defeated the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. We gotta realize that Jesus often defies expectations, or at least our expectations. Mm-hmm. Like even the faithful people, like John the Baptist, can struggle and doubt, like with God's like actions when they don't match what we want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
Also, faith. Sometimes it means trusting, even though we don't understand His timing, His method, or His vessel.
Oh,
we don't know how it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we really got to be open to the unexpected.
Yeah. And maybe it's unexpected that he's literally knocking on the door right now at you. And you're like, I did not expect to stumble through this video today. I did not expect to question and maybe kind of agree with these four random people on the internet. The unexpected is today.
Don't let anything get in the way. If you feel like this is talking to you and like this is your moment, don't be thinking, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve it. God meets you where you are.
Yeah.
God is here and He wants you to be with Him all the time. He's not, oh, you got to wait for Him to get better or He has to change this. No, meets you where you are.
Yeah.
So don't let that stop you from doing the best decision in your life.
Also, don't let what others think or say be louder than what you just read from the Bible, what you just heard.
Yeah.
Jesus, His words are louder than the noise that's around us. Mm-hmm. Let the unexpected reach you today.
Well, thank you for being here with us this Friday. Thank y'all. Y'all can watch these videos every single Friday at 10 a.m. And y'all can find us at @ADAW Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Y'all can also find our videos and many more Christian videos that can help you in many ways in lifeword.org.
Yes, yes, yes. Guys, also, if you want to watch more of our past videos, go to ADAW Podcast on YouTube. It's going to be easy. If you have more questions, maybe we've already answered them in the past video. So don't be shy and go watch some more videos.
Yep.
We will see you next Friday.